This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's Zach Wolchuk.
All right. We do have some Dak Prescott quotes. Nick Harris, who was covering Dak, and I believe Troy Aikman was also talking. Dak on the biggest change he sees coming offensively under Brian Schottenheimer, quote, "We got to get to run the football," being a little more consistent on that. From there, looking at the numbers, "I've always enjoyed play action pass." So just being able to get back to that. But to start with the run game, it will open up the rest of the offense. And if there is one thing, Brian Schottenheimer, and it goes back to his dad, old Marty Ball, play action game pretty darn strong with that offense. You add in what Clayton Adams is able to bring with running the football. I know Emmett, when we had him on Radio Row last week, he talked about Ashton Jeanty, and his concern was if the Cowboys drafted him, did they have a plan for him?
Yeah.
He's just going to get beat up back there. Well, it seems like now the moves to the Cowboys coaching staff that Shoddy's been putting together, there is a commitment to running the football, and maybe they would have a plan to him. Now, I don't know if Jeanty's going to make it to you at 12. But there is going to be an emphasis on running the ball, and that should help out Dak Prescott, especially when we're not sure how mobile he's going to be. Maybe he's just not mobile at all. All of those things, you're kind of taking a page out of the Detroit Lions book. Play action, run the ball, build along that offensive line, certainly. But we'll see moving forward if this is able to help the offense. But I like what we're hearing here so far over Shoddy and the staff he's putting together on offense.
Yeah, this is amazing. Wolchuk, I've been asking for this for years. You know, it's no slight on Dak. I just think any team knows it has to be balanced when you get to January. And it's sort of oscillated over the years how important it is. There's a bigger opportunity than ever if you can run the football well to manage to win a Super Bowl. You know, and I think you look at, even though Saquon Barkley didn't do much, why were they able to make the plays they were and get to 40 points? Because you made the opposing defense so worried about your running game.
Absolutely. They sold out on the run. Like, the stats don't always tell the whole story, right? Like, did Barkley go out there and run for 200 yards and got the MVP? No. But that was the emphasis for Steve Spagnuolo.
Their quarterback was enough running the ball.
And part of the reason Jalen Hurts is able to run the ball is, well, guys are having to key on Barkley. And are the Eagles there without Barkley? I would say no. So certainly the return and the running back renaissance is on full display here, and the Cowboys are going to have an emphasis towards that. One other offensive mind they've brought onto the coaching staff is Ken Dorsey. So that's another piece to this coaching staff that Shoddy's put together. We had heard at first that he was coming in, maybe interviewing for the offensive coordinator spot. That did go to Clayton Adams. So now Ken Dorsey and our friend Josina Anderson said she's told his role will be as an analyst. My understanding is that the former Bills Browns offensive coordinator will be tasked with watching film and being a scheme generalist. Well, here's what Josh Allen said a couple years ago when Ken Dorsey got to Buffalo in 2022 and helped them have a top 10 offense.
I think when he got here 3 years ago, I think my career definitely changed in terms of how I viewed the game of football. Just having a guy in the quarterback room that played the game, is the winningest college quarterback of all time. 38-2. He'll never let me forget that. He says it all the time. But just the way that he approaches the game, he's competitive. He's smart. You know, he works his ass off, and I appreciate what he's done for me over the course of my career so far. And again, wherever the chips fall, that's where they fall, and we'll learn to live with it and deal with it and move on.
Dorsey's first 2 years in Buffalo, you saw Josh Allen improve drastically. Went from being talked of as like, could this be a bust, to end up being the top quarterback out of that draft class. That's really where you saw the jump in accuracy go for Josh Allen there. And they ranked second in both expected points added per play and offensive success rate. Obviously, things kind of fizzled out last year. They make the move from Ken Dorsey to Joe Brady after 10 games. But you have seen a history of success, specifically working with quarterbacks for Ken Dorsey. Cam Newton, he was with him during his MVP season, helped develop him, certainly helped mold Josh Allen. You know, Dak, maybe he's a finished product now at year 10, but that's another voice that you have here on the coaching staff that's worked with other quarterbacks. And if he's not calling the plays, I love kind of the football IQ helping when it comes to watching film. So just added voices in the room that are different to give other perspectives that are new and fresh ideas that aren't just kind of the same old things we've been hearing from the Cowboys within that coaching staff offensively over the last several years. So all of this is trending in a positive so far this offseason. We'll see how it results on the football field, no question. But I do like what Brian Schottenheimer has been doing, building specifically the offensive staff.
Yeah, you know, we finally have a chance to believe that it might come together. I think this is the first time since they named Kellen Moore offensive coordinator that I feel like there's a legitimate chance that the offense becomes modernized and gives the players a decided edge on game day. You know, and Kellen Moore obviously didn't work out. He's now the coach with the New Orleans Saints, won a Super Bowl, though, so he's obviously doing something right. But you remember what that was like, Brian, when Kellen Moore took over and the excitement around that, because there is a real harvestable edge if you can compile all of these details with an organized modern offense. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, we just, you know, considered that Mike McCarthy felt like this was newfangled, unnecessary bells and whistles. That's the way they've treated it for 5 years.
Probably didn't want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, probably was just comfortable with, you know, how he was coaching and you know, the terminology and the preparation and the game planning. And, you know, he probably became very, very comfortable with all that. And, you know, I'm just going to say something here. These coaches are going to have to be really, really, really good. They might not have enough personnel. You know, they might not. It might be, we'll see what happens with the draft. You go get a runner, do you get a receiver, do you get offensive lineman? You know, what all can you add? But if they can't do enough, it's going to come down to how well they coach on the offensive line. How can you get Tyler Guyton playing at a better level? You know, can you get Steele to play at a level where the last 8 weeks of the season he was pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
You know, once they made the switch from Zach Martin, yeah, can you find a right guard? Is that going to be Hoffman? Who is going to be the right guard? These coaches, it might not be like in wins and losses. They might have to do so much to make up for some lack of talent that they're going to have this year, I believe.
In the 469, I hear all this. Y'all have a job to do, but I'm not buying bleep. I hope I'm wrong, but I bet we don't win 9 games next year. You could be very right.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a good possibility. To me, it's going to be really, really hard. These coaches sound outstanding and a lot of levels.
But the talent level on this roster has declined.
It has declined quite a bit, and especially if, you know, the guys that I was talking about that are playing at a $12 million level, a $9 million level, and a $7 million level. If those guys will go walking out the door, now where are you at?
Yeah, and it's going to have to take a tremendous offseason like what you saw Filthy have last year. That defense was one of the worst in the NFL.
Absolutely.
What'd they do? They hit on signing a Zach Bond for cheap in free agency. He's an all-pro. They draft Quinyon Mitchell.
Corners.
They draft Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, and they changed the coordinator.
And they changed the coordinator.
Yeah.
And some of the young guys they had on the roster,
right,
like Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Josh Sweat, those guys really, Milton Williams, those dudes
Smith
stepped up for him. from and played phenomenally well. Yeah. So they need organic growth with what they have on the roster now, but they've got to go ahead and win an offseason, which they haven't done here in the last 2 years.
I get the Texter's lukewarm approach to this story, though, because until you have great players, the scheme doesn't really matter. You got to get off the ball fast. You got to get on your guy, and you got to beat your man.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. And the other thing is continuity, right? That's something that they stress. We want to have some type of continuity. I thought this was an interesting nugget. Jalen Hurts has never had the same play caller for a second year since his freshman year of college. Now that Kellen Moore's gone, he's going to have a new play caller again. So you go back all the way to his days at Bama, but since specifically he's been in the NFL, he had Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen, Brian Johnson, and then Kellen Moore. And then now what's he going to have? So I get the continuity stuff, you know, in Dak, that's kind of what they've always stressed. But within your division, you've got a quarterback that I think a lot of us has argued is inferior to yours. And he's been to two Super Bowls and won one now, and he hasn't had that continuity with play calling.
No. You can have continuity. I'll take the best offensive line, two great receivers, the best running back, Dallas Goedert.
He's probably got the best offensive line coach in the league.
That's true.
I know Bill Callahan is one of our favorites, but you know, with Jeff Southland and what he's done, the one thing you could keep changing play callers, as long as that offensive line coach stays the same, they have a huge advantage.
Yeah. You know, we're not going to really pass until you make it easy for us. I think that's what they're committed to. And then if it breaks down, I'll just run for 70 yards this game. I mean, he really has it on easy mode. Congratulations to Howie Roseman for building one of the best teams you'll see in this salary cap era, period.
Absolutely.
This was Dez Bryant, who jumped on with Infinity Sports, Maggie and Perloff. And this was just behind us on Radio Row. But Dez was talking coaching. And this was his name drop of who he would like to be the head coach of the Cowboys.
When I listen to Romo, that was Romo in practice. That was him in the film room. You know, he was a smart guy, very, very intelligent when it came to the game of football. I know you guys can see that when he, you know, broadcasting the games. He calling out the plays. He's calling the protection. He know where the ball is going. You know, like, that's a gift. I need to see him coaching. He should be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, if anybody. At least the offensive coordinator.
Tony Romo should be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yep. At least the offensive coordinator. One of them. He's a smart guy.
I have to assume that Jerry disagrees or Tony wants nothing to do with it. You know, you have the three kids and the family life and everything like that. It's a ton of work. A
lot of work there.
Yeah. And I know, you know, he's passionately into broadcasting there for a couple of years early in that career. I know he's into the golf. You know, that's just 60 hours a week to do it right.
Well, I mean, he's getting knocked for not putting in enough work right now as a broadcaster.
Yeah,
there's no way he's going to put in the time that it takes to be a good coach.
See, a guy like Jason Witten would, where I think Tony is the opposite of that. I think Tony does enjoy the golf and the family stuff more. I think Jason Witten is really all about ball. Not that he doesn't enjoy his family. He loves being around coaching his kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Witten is one of those guys that coaches, it's a grind. I mean, it's a big grind. And you know, if you look at Romo, he's been off since the AFC Championship game. He's got nothing going on except playing at, you know, Pebble Beach and getting ready for golf tournaments and stuff like that. So yeah, he's not going to coach.
I think wasn't Jeff Blasco with the Cowboys?
He was.
He was their assistant offensive line coach. He just got hired as the tight ends coach on Aaron Glenn's staff there with the Jets. And we had yesterday that the Jets had told Aaron Rodgers, like, dude, we're not bringing you back. A big reason for that, according to Diana Rossini, was you're not going to do Pat McAfee interviews anymore.
Yeah.
They had a conversation with him of, if you're going to stay here, here's how it's going to go. And he, I guess, pushed back and said, no, you're not going to tell me I can't do the Pat McAfee show every week. But to Diana's point, this seems like Aaron Glenn getting control back of the team. Whereas previously it was kind of Aaron Rodgers bringing in who he wanted to bring in, doing what he wanted to do. And this is now, we're starting fresh here in New York. Aaron Glenn is going to set the tone, and they'll part ways with Aaron Rodgers. Eric brought up yesterday, like, the Steelers, I get on the phone and call about Rodgers. They're the current betting favorites to land him, according to DraftKings and PFF. So maybe Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, that can make some sense. I think we were actually talking Stafford.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what Eric was saying. Like, but I thought about this last night. I don't know. Stafford's played indoors his entire career. And we had that stat going into the cold game, that snowy game against Philadelphia, where he was like 1-8 in his career in like sub 30 degrees. If he goes to Pittsburgh or New York with the Jets, like obviously he's going to be playing outdoors. Now you don't have the friendly indoor climate that you had in Detroit that you have with the Rams. Maybe that would factor into his decision a little bit. Rodgers, of course, knows about all the bad weather. That would make some sense there with Pittsburgh.
Going to have to get used to it, Brian. Do you think he could? I think he could.
Yeah, I think so.
Big hand guy.
Yeah.
He played pretty well in that playoff game, did Stafford.
Sure did.
I mean, played well enough to win.
Yeah.
I'm very interested if I'm Stafford or the Steelers. That's got to be the most attractive option out of the openings right now. We're ready to rock. You know, I think going to New York has to have a tremendous amount of appeal as well. I just don't know what the better job is right now, Jets or Giants. At least you have a good defense with the Jets.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance you're going to have a new head coach and maybe a new general manager next year. And That's very similar.
I wonder what happens.
Very similar,
man,
what you're doing here with the Cowboys.
Do they draft their quarterback? Do they get the guy they want? That's going to be fascinating in New York. DeAndre Hopkins is going to return for his 13th season. There was a report out, which was a fake report. There was ball sacking going on that he was going to retire. He said, "I don't know what you guys have heard, but I'm not done yet," on his social media. So DeAndre Hopkins, not sure where he'll be playing, if it'll be back in Kansas City or elsewhere, but he is not calling it quits just yet.
You hate to see it. You know, some guys know when it's over. Others, most can't let the game go. They have to be told to leave.
Yeah, and nobody wants you.
That's what it's applying here for DeAndre, just as it was with the Julio Jones a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, why not? If you can still get paid based on your name and your prior production, you know, why not? Why not do it? I have nothing against him, because playing is so damn fun. And at some point, you're too old and washed up to do it. Mm-hmm. So get the most out of it while you can. But it's not a good look to see the greats get mortal.
You brought up Justin Fields maybe as a backup option for Dak in Dallas. Dan Graziano actually saying the Titans could be targeting a quarterback like Fields in free agency. So maybe that, I mean, if they don't take a quarterback number one overall, that'd be very interesting to me. We've heard the rumors from, 2 months ago that they love Cam Ward out of Miami. But maybe. Maybe they decide to wait. Maybe they do take a Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter at the top of the draft.
I mean, that worse than Russell Wilson by a significant amount. Mm. I can't imagine, like, looking my GM with a straight face and not firing his ass if he floated we're going after Justin Fields to be our starter.
And then finally, it is a Toxic Tuesday. We've got a fight on bourbon that I saw that is making the rounds now on social media. It was Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker, two former Major League Baseball stars, getting into it on Bourbon Street. And it looks like
John Rocker?
Yeah, John Rocker.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he is. I mean, looks like he's still roided out, right? So
Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker.
Yep. And so Rocker looks like he's being friendly, like steps out of the daiquiri shop. It's like, "What's up, Pat?" Wants to get, you know, dap him up. And Mahomes Sr. just goes at him and starts mouthing off. And John's like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And then they got to be separated. And then Rocker throws his drink at him while Mahomes Sr.'s just like smoking on a cigarette and just walks off. But dude, yeah, Rocker, I would not have wanted to pick a fight with that dude. Not at all.
John Rocker's such a loser that if you're like that baseball alumni and you see him out there, he's like, "Hey, what's up, dude?" You're like, "No, I don't mess with you at all, dude.
Dude.
Please leave me alone, John."
He's roided
out. I'm surprised John would even go to New Orleans, to be honest with you.
Having a good time, it looked like, until he wasn't. And Mahomes Sr. luckily didn't find out the hard way.
With the hard R.
All right, appreciate you, Woolchuck.
It's John Rocker, baby.
It's John Rocker.
Trying to get his brand right.
John Rocker.
Yeah, his brand.
Get some
He's the grand wizard. World
commentary here from Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Filling in for Eric Chiafalo's Football Finest. Sends Chief some love on social media. He's living it up with the family. I think he's going to be out for the rest of the week.
Yeah, he's on with the morning guys.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, he'll be filling in on the morning show. So we don't have to deal with him for a week, I guess.
Okay, we got the expressway coming up here. LA Live, Lucius Alexander at 5:40. Some Dak audio. How close to the Eagles are they? He answered that question. Tim McMahon, did AD return too early? And Dirk explains his decision to attend the Lakers game last night. That's coming up next here. The G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here we go. It's time to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top every night at this time. The expressway is presented by the On Time Experts. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. What a week and a half now, I guess it is, since it all started crashing down. I said top of the show, the Mavs need something to create a clean start. Win streak has now been eliminated. Okay, we can't win enough to make people excited. You could fire Nico, or you could tell more about Luka's unprofessionalism. Maybe if you have something else. I don't know what else you could have, but if you want to unload the clip to a reporter and have a big tell-all piece that could maybe sway public opinion, you know, people are willing to take the high road until their jobs are on the line, and then they will reconsider how much of the high road we want to take here. But I'll tell you this, when the dust settles on this story, and Patrick DeMont, Mavs governor, realizes what has happened here, what Nico has done, and he realizes how naive he's been about pretending like basketball is the same as any other business, and you can say culture and hard work is what we're going to win on. He'll say, oh, crap, My fan base hates us. What can I do to get them back on our side? You know, I think, you know, I've talked about this a number of times over the years. A lot of times pro sports teams get it in their heads that the outside world is just noise. The fans are stupid. They don't know what we're going through. They don't know how the game works. They'll just show up when we win, right? So they take your loyalty for granted. And, you know, they do things. And then when there's a big reaction, they just go right back into that thought pattern of, oh, those are haters. You know, they'll be fine once we start winning again. They don't get it. And sure, a lot of times you have to have that kind of thick skin and toughness about the fans. But you see Jerry overestimate that a lot, like the ability to just put your head in the sand and say, oh, those fans are being crazy again. No, it's happening to the Cowboys, and now it's happening to the Mavs. Just absolutely tone deaf, finger off of the pulse. So I believe, like, Nico might have one more year, but I would not be surprised if they decide to, you know, move on. Either he leaves or they move on from him at the end of this season, Brian, if they don't make the playoffs.
Can I ask you guys a question in the way of, how many do you think those Mavs fans are actual Dallas Cowboys fans? You know what I'm saying? Is there some carryover where, all right, you know, like, you're a Cowboy fan and now now you're fed up with what the Cowboys are doing. And then so you gravitate towards the Mavs with, oh man, I feel like they're doing something over here.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that happens. Are Mavs fans separate from Cowboys fans?
I think every Mavs fan is also a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
I think a lot of Cowboys fans are Mavs fans too.
So maybe this is just the fandom also saying,
yeah,
we've had enough. This was
hitting it at a critical.
This was the big tipping point.
Yeah. Here. I mean, I said this on Saturday. I've never seen quite that type of response, even though we get it all the time with the calls and the Cowboys are number one, but right. I've never seen the fan base go to that length of, like, we're protesting here for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, this was a different type of, like, Mav, and it might have been, like, diehard Mav fans that are just like, I love the Mavs.
Yeah, I just wonder if you've got legitimate Mavs fans that are just like, they're not Cowboys fans, so now they're suffering through their bit of hell. You know, with the way the front office.
But yeah, a lot of us are both, and it just adds to the. It really does just adds to the misery right now.
I'm just curious if that's the way it is, man.
Yeah, how about this text from the 972? Dumont doesn't give an F about the fan base. You know, he bought the team like normal people buy a box of sports cards. He's got enough money. You know, I think there's something to that. Number one, not being from here at all, not understanding the attachment of the fan base, not being a pro sports owner up to this point. Like, there's a lot of blind spots for him. And then, for whatever reason, and I think the most obvious example here is Mark Cuban in his early days. I mean, he was trading his balls off right and left, remaking the team around Dirk Nowitzki constantly. There was Antoine Walker and Antoine Jameson and Rafe LaFrance and Nick Van Exel and Josh Howard. And, you know, it just went on and on and on and on. And, you know, finally, after about a decade of doing that, he kind of settled down and let the cake bake for a while. He gets Tyson Chandler. Things fall back into place. Jason Kidd returns. Jason Terry championship, right? But it wasn't until he'd gone on. Now, the other example is the Brooklyn Nets when the Russian energy billionaire bought them and how badly he screwed that thing up, trading Damian Lillard for Gerald Wallace, bringing in Joe Johnson, and then a couple of years later trading for all of the Celtics' big three when they were like 3 years past their prime. He just screwed it up because in the early days of being an owner, it's too fun to trade. You know, it's easy to be impatient and to get sold on visions of, you know, how we're going to make this thing better. And, you know, I think he could have easily made a giant misstep there. And these guys aren't used to being told they're wrong. They're powerful billionaires, casino moguls.
Yeah.
So when you tell them you're wrong, they're not going to believe they're wrong. Why would I believe I'm wrong? No. Everything I touch turns to gold. Yeah. And now he's rejecting and resisting that at a time where, you know, we really needed him to be, you know, the Mark Cuban voice of reason. No, this is basketball. The most important and best players in the game are your ticket to championships. Mm-hmm. If you want to try to win it, you can try to sneak one out with gimmicks. Like, we're going to be the best defensive team the league has ever seen. Mm-hmm. The Detroit Pistons did that 1 year in 2004. right? You can try to sneak one in, but if you want to be great over a sustained period of time, you need one of these guys. And I bet Nico knows that at his core, but I think somehow it got personal and weird, and you know, they talked themselves into some fantasy that, you know, guys with the character and work ethic of Shaq are what you really need here. Unbelievable.
Do you think Nico did this the way he did it because he didn't want anybody to talk him out of it?
Yeah, I think that's why he wanted to keep this so quiet, was he didn't want any of the fan backlash that he's getting
now. Not the fan, but maybe a Mark Cuban or somebody within the organization.
Well, it sounds like Cubes did, right? Like he found
out. After the fact?
No, right before it happened. Yeah. He tried to step. At least that's what some of the reports.
They'd already had a verbal handshake on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was something you couldn't back out of.
I just wonder if Nico kept it so quiet because he just did not want to be talked out of it.
Definitely. I mean, he had to have known that others weren't going to be happy with it.
And now they're making it worse with last night's decision. I think they need to come out here at some point between now and tomorrow night against the Warriors and say, hey, here's our updated code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't cuss loudly, as long as you're not attacking players or members of the staff, you're good. Have your night. Have your week. We'll let this go on for the rest of the season. Do it until you're exhausted. But there's no doubt in my mind they made it significantly worse by now making it a contentious, you know, and confrontational scene where you're essentially kind of taking away your fans' freedom to voice their opinion, you know, in the way that they, with money that they're spending to still go to your games.
Right.
You know, this just seems like very basic. So they're making it worse for themselves. Tim McMahon, with the report today, Anthony Davis was so determined to make a strong first impression, he came back from that ab injury perhaps a little bit early.
There you go.
Just more. Nothing can go right for this team right now. Unbelievable. We're standing by for an update on Gafford's knee. I bet we get that tomorrow at shoot around. We need an update on P.J. Washington's ankle. I mean, this team without P.J. Washington on the floor last night looked absolutely lost. You couldn't go from Kyrie to a second player that was guaranteed to make a smart play with the ball. Watching Omax Prosper try to drive and kick was hilarious. You know, it was really offensive malfeasance is what we saw last night. So you need P.J. Washington back. Obviously, you know, Derek Lively and Anthony Davis maybe a little bit longer away. But if we could just get away with a hyperextension with Gafford and with treatment and some ibuprofen, you know, maybe just a couple of games lost from him. And then P.J. Washington's ankle is absolutely massive. If those guys miss a couple, 2-3 weeks, then I think you go under 500 and you don't make it back. Dirk Nowitzki's explanation for attending the Lakers game: I'll always be a Mav for life, but had to come support my guy 77, Luka, in the first game of his new chapter. I didn't know they were that close and tight. You know, I thought it might be a generational difference, but for Dirk to go out there and sit with his family, I think showed a tremendous amount of support, and Luka appreciated it. I guess the question here is, can Dirk do anything to heal this? Could he make a speech in front of the fans tomorrow night at the AAC? I mean, do you have to tap into the German to try to find some sort of harmony here?
I don't think Dirk wants to do that.
I just let this thing ride now, Gavin. We're too far down the road. Just let the, you know, like you said, try and find a way to allow the fans to voice their displeasure the way they want. You know, just sit there and take it and say, okay, you know, this is eventually this could go away. It probably will never go away, but you know, what you needed was Anthony, that you needed him to just continue to keep playing.
Saturday's game to be the new reality.
Just all of a sudden it's like, man, all right, we're a different looking team out here.
Yeah.
And now it's like everything that we've talked about with street clothes and injuries and stuff like that. But I think they're past the part of trying to make it right. I think they need to just let the fans have their moments, you know, have their voice.
They're making it worse right now.
Just let it happen, take it, and then move on, and hopefully the, you know, things will smooth out for you a little bit later on. I'm not sure it ever will, but here we are.
An old buddy from the Mavs, used to work at the Mavs, said the Fire Nico sell the team truck right now is cruising around in Addison.
Yeah.
I mean, this story's just not going away. Yeah. And you're probably right. There's nothing Dirk or anybody else can do about it.
Just be kicking people out for doing that stuff. Like if they're threatening or they're swearing, but for saying Fire Nico, chanting Fire Nico, wearing a shirt, you got to allow fans to do what fans want to do. You tell them not to, it's just going to make me want to do that even more.
Yeah.
Have a backbone, guys.
All right. How about we get this Dak cut in here? He was at the Children's Cancer Charity today. He made a speech.
Troy Aikman, him, huh?
Talk with reporters afterwards. How close are the Cowboys to the Eagles? Here we go.
From that level. I mean, I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned and they deserved it by all means. But, yeah, very close, especially even watch the NFC game, the NFC championship, and those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see them, to see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
Yeah, you know, I think roster-wise, what the Eagles were at the end of this year and how good they played in the playoffs, I think the Cowboys are a long way away from that. Like, however you measure that. But when you line the teams up, I feel like the Cowboys could beat the Eagles. You know, there's something to be said for the familiarity and how Dak has had the Eagles number over the years. We'll have to see how many good players Philadelphia brings back and how many good the Cowboys can add. But right now, I would say the obstacle is like the Eagles are probably going to win 11 or 12 games next year and the Cowboys are going to win 7-9.
Yeah, they had a better draft than you did last year and, you know, and maybe the last couple years. And it's Howie's way of maybe having that extra first-round pick, you know, the way they were able to draft the Georgia kids. The draft fell right a couple of times. You know, Smith,
sure did.
You know, when you look at, you know.
And 8 of their 22 starters were signed traded for.
No question. You know, and that's just good evaluation, and that's, you know, it's kicking the can. It's having your contracts in order and ready to go, and they've done a really nice job of that. I think there was a time in the preseason or before the season we'd have gone player for player on the roster and said, okay, Dallas here, Philly here, Philly here. It just seems like to me, though,
it's night and day.
It's a lot more. It's a lot deeper than what we could have done talking about this in June.
Yeah.
And it's not just because they won the Super Bowl.
Rookies emerged.
Yeah, they're players like, you know, you're sitting there, you know, you're wanting guys – to take jumps. You want guys to take, you know, to get to the next level. They had guys get to the next level.
You had Jalen Carter now in the conversation for best defensive tackle in the league.
Yeah.
You had Nolan Smith step up as an edge rusher.
See, that's what I'm saying. Nolan Smith was a guy that a lot of people talked about Philadelphia was going to pick like at 10. And all of a sudden he went
to 30.
30.
Yeah. Cowboys pass on him to take Mozzie.
Yeah, and so that's kind of where you're at right now.
You need Bond to leave. You need Sweat to leave. You need maybe Gardner Johnson to get old. You need Darius Slay to get old. Like, there are significant gaps here.
Yeah, the thing that's going to happen is they're going to replace Slay with, you know, DeGene is going to step in, or they'll get somebody else. You know, Gardner Johnson, there were a couple times in that Super Bowl when I was talking about how the sacks came down for the Eagles. Couple times where Gardner Johnson was beat, you know, on the play. Slay was beat, and they just, because that front was so good, couldn't get the ball off.
Clayton Kershaw signs a deal with the Dodgers, going back for an 18th season. FC Dallas swinging the free agent checkbook again. We've lost Luca, but what we have now is Luco Acosta, 2023 MLS MVP, told Cincinnati at the end of the playoffs, I want out. No show training camp. $5 million transfer fee. The 30-year-old, he's a one-man offense.
Let's go.
31 and 33 combined goals and assists the last two seasons. You put him with Pitar Musa, who signed last winter for a club record $10 million transfer fee. It appears they have offense. I know they signed a center back yesterday as well. So salute to Clark Hunt. Dan Hunt,
there you go, getting
the job done. I know out are Alan Velasco, Jesus Ferreira, and Paul Areola. Jude Bellingham, last minute tally for Real Madrid. They beat Man City 3-2 in the first leg of the Champions League knockout phase today. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
It's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Can't believe it.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
What are we doing, Mavs?
You could say one thing to Nico right now. What would you say?
Uh-oh. Please leave the city. Please leave. Just go somewhere else. Just go. Because look at what you did to us. You took our heart. The first rule in bread and circuses is not to take the bread from the people.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Lucas the bread, baby. Lucas the bread. And they took the bread from the circus. This is the fall of the Dallas Mavericks. This is it. It's over. 17-year season ticket holder.
Ooh.
I'm done. Not renewing.
Yeah.
20-year fan. Not renewing. I live right next door.
Right there, sir.
Not renewing.
Right there, sir.
Gosh.
Tough times, bro. I don't understand what's going on. This is LA Live for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. It is a toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. And yeah, the Mavs just crashed out. They crashed on out, bro. Like, I don't understand how they're going to get mad at the fans.
They
nationally, the trade was talked about. Nationally, it confused people.
Yeah.
You got to expect the fans to be hurt the most. Nationally, it's just something to talk about. This is the home of the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
And you mad at the fans? Get over it.
Couple of drunk guys.
The gaslighting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You guys don't know what's good for you. We're going to make these moves to protect this environment here. We got a professional basketball operation going on. You guys can't be getting drunk and yelling fire, Nico.
Stop it.
Come what do you on. Think this is?
Rude and disrespectful.
Putting people out. What did they say? Why did they say they put people out? What was their reason? Distracting or something like that?
Code of conduct.
Code of conduct.
A fan code of conduct, which, by the way, Cubes violated with his get the bleep out of here.
I just watched that the video, man. Yeah. He did, yeah.
He told somebody to get out of there? I'll he was yelling it. At a fan?
Shut the bleep up and sit the bleep down.
Yeah.
That's Cubes for you last night.
What was that person saying, I wonder?
I don't know.
Fire Nico. They were just chanting fire Nico.
Fire Nico.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
The gaslighting, bro.
They shouldn't have let Cuban in after he was joking about Bill Gates about that trade, right?
Yeah.
A Microsoft trade. They didn't get offended by that. That's rude.
That's a good point, Bolchuk.
It's amazing. Mav's out here dodging accountability like my girl. No, you made me.
Well, if you hadn't said this.
If you didn't do that, the dominoes wouldn't have fell. You're headed for self-destruction, Mavericks. Come on, baby. Let's get it together.
Yep.
They need that bar rescue guy. What's his name? Yeah, they need that bar rescue guy.
What is that dude's name?
They're going in and start pointing at stuff and yelling at him. Is this grease behind us? What is this?
Yeah, maybe get Nick Saban in here. I've never John seen anything Taffer. Like this. John Taffer?
Yeah, John Taffer.
Man, I remember him telling one guy who was like, he was in debt with his bar, and he was just, you know, he was not caring about his bar. He just liked it for girls.
Yeah.
And he looked at that dude one day. He said, "Hey, man, you're $200,000 in debt, and that's the shirt you decided to wear today?" I was like, what kind of diss?
Man, for the lifestyle.
Eat you up, bro. Can't believe it, Mavericks. Give it together, baby. Come on.
Get it together.
Get it together, dog. This is crazy. We're looking crazy right now. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. On social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all and find G-Bag Nation on Twitter.
I really thought the momentum was going in the Mavs' favor because the fans were crashing out.
Yes.
You know, the fans were doing way too much when we last left you on Friday.
Yes.
But the pendulum swung big time last
Nasty,
night.
Nasty, bro.
Yeah.
Nasty. And I all I see is Jason Kidd's face during that press conference.
Just staring at the abyss.
Yeah. Looked like he was like reading a book for little kids at their elementary school and got some news.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like,
President Bush.
Bush. Looked like Bush. Yeah. Like, okay. This is what we're doing.
Ooh, okay.
Sheesh. I wish he'd kick Nico's ass, to be honest with you. That would be a great development in this story. And quit.
Show up
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Peace.
Knock over something, too. Throw some wine.
Yeah.
I was always throwing some champagne and throw some wine on those reality TV
maybe
shows.
Maybe some ketchup. Sorry, kid.
All right. There's a Cowboys fan that called into a Christian radio station in Nashville, Way FM. He had the wrong number, but he had a whole lot of passion.
Yeah, I'm on the radio?
No, I'm recording you, but it's not live on the radio.
Oh, okay. I just want to make a comment about
You know, all of this stuff y'all promoting about Ashton Jenny, I don't want to hear that no more.
Sure. Hey, I really appreciate your passion. I think you have the wrong number.
No, sweetheart.
Hey.
This is not passion. This is testosterone.
I don't think you called the right phone number, is what I was trying to say.
Okay, all right. So whatever phone they'll call in the fan, I can talk to or whatever. See, that's the problem. It's too much passion in Dallas.
No.
Y'all need testosterone on that field.
You called a Christian music radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. I think you have the wrong number.
Christian Nashville. Oh my God. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God.
Call you back on Wednesday. So sorry.
Yeah, my bad. Wrong day for this one. I got both of you guys saved. All right. Hey. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Let's stay in Nashville, where my man Kid Rock, he's toxic. Yes, he is toxic. You can love him or hate him, but he is toxic. That's been his brand. Bong chicken wong the bang the bang buggy diggy bong diggy dang da up dump the boogie.
My name is Kid.
Yeah. I used to love it, bro.
He was fun for a while.
Yeah, it was fun, dog. Yeah,
I liked his Run DMC era with the tracksuits and the breakdancing.
Yeah, and the little small guy on stage with him.
Yeah.
You tell him what it is, Kid.
Yes.
Love that joint, bro.
Little Joe or something? Joe C. Joe C was his name.
R.I.P. Is he gone, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. He's up there on the big stage in the sky now. Kid Rock crashed out at the Nashville bar. He was not feeling the crowd at Jon Bon Jovi's Nashville bar, by the way. So this is a nice bar. They were there to celebrate David Bryan's birthday. He's part of Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Kid Rock walked up on stage, started singing some, Creedence. And he just wasn't feeling how, like, the crowd wasn't clapping on beat, or they just wasn't, I don't know. But listen to this kid.
Hey, stop. If you ain't gonna clap, we gonna sing. That's how it's gonna work. Don't get too fast. That way you go out from I was rolling.
Oh yeah.
He gets the lyrics wrong. He might be faded. Hold on, all right, let me get to this part where he walks off the stage again, because he tried.
I mean, it did sound like there was only like four people clapping.
Yeah.
Sound like there was more people at the Mavs protest.
If you're not going to clap, then I'm gone.
We're not singing.
First, he had like a clapping coach up there. Clap on the beat. Here we go, guys. Still wasn't feeling
it. Not too fast.
Yeah.
It's just weird that he stopped doing his own songs and just started. He became a cover band, basically.
Yeah, he did. Country cover songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Alabama took off.
It got no other words, too. I've seen a lot of Tang in Memphis, and I popped a lot of Tang in New Orleans. I don't think that's the word.
I can Tina Turner, right? Roll on the river, right?
Yeah. Something nice and slow. Hey. The Department of Government Efficiency. The Department of Government Efficiency. Who am I talking about here, fellas?
That's Elon Musk, right?
Elon Musk group, yeah.
Elon Musk with Doge. Say they're going through and cutting the cost of our government. We're spending too much frivolous money out here, so they say. We shall see. Say what?
Trillions, I think.
We do.
2 to 4 trillion is the target.
We are a country. We do spend a lot, you know.
On sushi.
That's what happens.
Yeah, we do.
And flights and pins.
Yeah, pins, flights.
Just watch that military budget there, Elon. That's how your boy survives the game, okay? Tell you right now. Yeah, he put this office together. A lot of these guys are coders, software engineers, hackers.
Uh-oh.
He's got some hackers, like that Angelina Jolie movie. He's got some hackers. They're aged 19 to 25, bunch of young young, little young dudes up in here. One of them is a Wiz kid. He's 19. He has his own businesses and everything. But he has a nickname that the media now has to say. Because what he's doing is a serious job. Yeah, very sure. Serious. Mm-hmm. But they have to say his nickname on the media now for some darn reason. Listen to this, bro.
Yeah, so this is a 19-year-old high school graduate who has used the unfortunate nickname Big Balls online. So that would be one way that we could refer to him. He is now working at Musk's behest inside Doge. And we looked into his background. And so we found, you know, several notable things, Aaron, one of which is that this individual has founded multiple companies, including one with another unfortunate name, Tesla.Sexy LLC, which he established in 2021. He would have been around 16 years old. Damn. Now, this LLC controls dozens of web domains.
Jeez, this dude has a business buying web domains already at 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Smart guy.
Genius.
Sounds like they're putting AI to work over there, too, and figuring out where all the government waste is going and all
sure.
the corruption.
They're going to lock them computers up.
Yeah.
They're going to lock them computers up. Y'all going to go back to the computers, put your little log in, and it's not going to work. It's all fun. Hey, locking them joints up with that AI, bro.
I love they're doing this. I just don't know if I love that Elon's in charge of it.
That's the big point right there.
I mean, isn't he like a billionaire because of government waste on the bro, alternate fuel saying, supplements?
Bro. It's a toxic Tuesday. This is a crazy timeline. And the maps are crashing out at the end of the day.
He had something to do with PayPal, didn't he, too? Didn't
oh, yeah, he was one of the...
Oh, yeah, PayPal. He's PayPal Mafia.
One of the original
sure.
three.
Yeah, PayPal Mafia,
him
bro.
And Peter Thiel.
Hey. Quick hits right here. The Department of Justice is moving to drop the federal corruption charges against my favorite mayor, Eric Adams in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's been brown-nosing with Big Trump, President Trump.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Wipe that case away!
Yeah. Yeah, he'll take care of you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tell my lawyer, wipe that case away. Oh, don't wipe that case away.
What do you need over here in New York, buddy? I got you. Let's make this go away. Rats. I mean, the pardoning, I feel like, is at an all-time high.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
What, bro?
Don't let me get in trouble, bro.
Don't let me get in trouble.
On both sides.
Don't let me get in trouble, dog. They try to put a felony on me, and I ain't did nothing. Oh, yeah, and President Trump called for 60 minutes in CBS to be shut down. Boy, I do catch 60 Minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
Usually have to turn to the game when 60 Minutes is coming on, so I never really catch it. But that CBS Sunday morning, though, that's your boy.
Oh, is it?
That's me. That's one of my vibes right there. CBS
I thought you were
Sunday
a Face
morning.
The Nation guy.
I like Face the Nation, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I watch SNL from last night.
Okay.
That's how I do my Sunday mornings right there.
That's real journalism, that CBS early show.
I like that. You know? I like it. On Sunday morning.
Yeah.
They got those stories. They make the little music. Let's see what else I got for you, boys. Oh, shoot. Before we get out of here, I got to do this. Hot Tour.
Oh, yeah.
She popped
got pardoned?
Out. She popped out. She, you know what?
She joined the list.
It's a possibility.
Say for me yet.
It's a possibility with that nickname.
I mean, sir, this is a pardon for a hot tour.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Trump's coin rug too, guys. Oh, what's the big deal?
This is big.
Yeah.
So they call you Hawk Tua, huh?
Big Hawk Tua. Yeah,
tell me more Hawk about this.
Tell me about Hawk Tua.
People have been waiting months for this.
Hawk Tua. Oh, yeah. All right, let me see what else. I'm going to switch this vibe up real quick. Okay, yeah, Hawk Tua popped back out. She's been solid for 2 months. She was on FaZe Banks.
Yeah.
I'm like saying it like I know it, but I don't know. Okay.
Part of the FaZe Clan.
Is that what he's FaZe Clan guy?
Yeah, okay. The streamer video game guys have become so famous off that. Now they do like regular talk shows.
Oh, they're out on like Radio Row. I was seeing them all over the place last week. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, wow. She wants to apologize to all of her fans, her diehard. Listen to this.
I want to start by saying thank you to all my true fans and all the people that actually watch my stuff.
Wait.
She the church,
that's
right?
How she really
true
talks.
Yeah, that's how she talks.
True fans. Okay.
True fans.
She said thank you to all my church fans.
Thank you
she
to my only
like,
fans.
She sounds like a 15-year-old boy kind of hopped up on Mountain Dew.
She said all her true fans,
she's Ricky Bobby's
bro.
Son.
She is, dude.
Like she's been out for 5 years and had so many controversies. I think all my true fans are sticking with me.
Yeah. She's lost all of her swagger here. You can tell she's terrified of the lawsuits and the jail.
Yeah, it's over for her.
Holding me down during this rug pull. Hold on, here we go.
I want to start by saying thank you to all my true fans and all the people that actually watch my stuff and they keep up with me. We're trying to sort out all the pieces and stuff to like get all this figured out.
Trying to sort out all the pieces and stuff to get this kind of figured out. Man, y'all lost your money.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's 20 million in my bank account. I see y'all lost about 200 mil. So I don't know how that works, but we're trying.
Trying to get this figured out and stuff. Here we go. Some more.
And make everything right. Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
No, don't cry. Don't cry.
Don't cry.
Yeah. Don't cry. Everything's going to be good. No, we're going to be good.
Not really.
Put an ear, hair behind the ear.
And guys, listen, just as a temperature check, I just want to say, their team's been very forthcoming. My team is vetting them the out right now and has been for the last week. Thread Guy and Frank, they're going to be on this episode. It's such a weird.
Fred Guy and Frank are going to do the DD on this. That's one, awesome. Dog.
Sound like good investigators.
Fred Guy.
Put them together with dun, big dun, balls, you'll be onto something.
God. Your blend mash of worlds. No, no.
It rolled out.
Don't cry, Haley. It's fine. It's all going to be okay. Life is going to be okay.
No, it's not.
Well, so basically how this idea got brought to me, it was supposed to be like a... what they call it, a long-term coin. And the guy that ran the account, he was like, oh, we're going to change like the way everybody thinks of crypto. Crypto is going to be a good place.
With Haktua. Yeah. That's it. We're going to change the game with Haktua.
They're all the
and
same.
And I feel really bad for all the people that got affected by it. And it just didn't go the way I planned. And all the money out of this episode is getting donated to all the animals that have been affected by the fires up here.
Animals?
And I'll match it.
And I'll match it. The gaslighting, bro. Wow. The gaslighting.
And all the money from this episode is going to the animals.
What about all the money you stole from your community?
It's going to the
animals. No mention. That's unbelievable.
Oh, I think that FaZe Banks guy took to Twitter and said, like, he was just trying to smash. That's why
It seems like, hey, man, don't cry, man.
Don't worry, honey.
I totally got you.
Yeah. I got you, babe.
Put her hair behind the ear. I got you, babe. Yeah. Don't worry about it, babe.
Me and Thread Guy are vetting you.
Thread Guy. All right. I'm out of here, man. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I only took one of those allergy medicines today.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Still bust me up, but it didn't last as long. Yeah. Y'all have no idea. That was just one. So I had 9 yesterday, bro. I was under a spell. I got to go holler.
Thank you, Lucius. There he is, LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation at 877-881-1053. Maverick center Daniel Gafford's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks with a right knee sprain. Yeah. That is the update for you. Eagles are champs. Cowboys have a long way to go. How far do they have to go? That kind of sounds like he thinks they're pretty close. At 877-881-1053, your one opportunity of the week to compete against your fellow Tolo for the best phone call of the day in the G-Bag Nation. 6 o'clock sound off at 877-881-1053 is next, and we're back in the nation.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.